My friend, from April 29 to the 1st of May, I am running my free 3-day six-figure solopreneur challenge. Now, if you are a coach, consultant, or service provider, I'm going to teach you how to scale your business without burning out, without spending a cent on ads, without sleazy sales tactics, and without needing a huge audience. I will teach you how to upgrade your mindset to be able to call in this type of business and abundance. I'm going to teach you how to simplify to amplify your business, how to craft an irresistible offer that your dream clients are bursting to work with you, how to unlock a flood of organic leads, and how to master the art of the no-pressure sales calls that still convert like crazy, plus so much more. If you want the business of your dreams, making the income and impact of your dreams, register for free at shelaunch.com. I can't wait to see you there. In episode 564, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 lessons that I have learned the hard way that have changed my life forever. Grab your pen and paper and let's dive in.
The Melissa Ambrosini Show.
Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl, Open Wide, Comparisonitis, and Time Magic. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? Hey, beautiful, and welcome back to the show. I'm so excited for this episode because I'm going to be sharing with you 5 lessons that I have learned the hard way that have changed my life forever. Now, I truly believe that we stand on the shoulders of giants and we can learn so much from those that have gone before us. It's not about comparing yourself or comparing your journey. It's literally just about learning from those that have gone ahead of us. So I really hope that you take these 5 lessons and write them down and learn from them, okay? So these have been big ones for me that have changed my life. So the first one is, if you don't like the life that you have created, create again. Now, this was one of the biggest lessons that I learned after hitting rock bottom in 2010, and oh boy, was it a biggie. So laying in that hospital bed with a huge list of health issues, a job that I no longer liked, and a raging inner critic, I felt so defeated, depressed, and in the darkest place of my life. And I share that story in Mastering Your Mean Girl in so much more depth that that truly was one of the hardest places I've ever been in my life. Now, at that age, I was around 23 or 24, and I literally felt like my life was over. And how was I ever going to dig my way out of that? And I truly thought, like, how was I ever going to dig my way out of that hole? So I am incredibly grateful that through reading spiritual books, going to holistic practitioners, making new friends, and working on myself, I came to realize one of the most powerful truths on the planet. And that is, if you don't like the life that you have created, you can create again in the very next breath. In fact, you can create again and again, over and over. You can start creating a new life for yourself right now in this next moment if you wish. The first step is to be soft, kind, and loving to yourself. And not just because you deserve it, but because it is the only thing that will allow you to move forward. Then take a breath and start creating from your heart. And remember, every moment is a clean slate from which you can create anew. And it's never too late to make another choice, take a different track, and create a brand new future. So if you don't like the life that you have created, create again, my friend. All right? Number 2, polarity will always exist. Nothing is always good or always bad. Life will always unfold with equal measures of support and challenge. Yin and yang, black and white, up and down, hot and cold, on and off, masculine and feminine, love and fear. Now, this means that you can let go of the notion and the pressure to be happy all the time, to win all the time, to feel on, inspired, motivated all the time. That's not how life works. And trying to attain it is a waste of your precious time and energy. And it also means that if you are going through a tough time, that you can take comfort in the knowledge that this too shall pass, just like everything else on this mortal plane. This too shall pass is one of my favorite mantras. Whenever I'm going through something challenging, this too shall pass. I have written it on post-it notes, stuck it all over my home to remind myself when I'm going through a challenging time. But this too shall pass, one of the best mantras ever. And I have a little hot tip for you. In recognizing this dance of opposites, you allow yourself to experience life more fully, knowing that each moment, whether light or dark, is part of the fullness of your journey, okay? So remember number two, polarity will always exist, my friends. Okay, number three, change what you can, surrender to what you can't. This is such a biggie. There are some things that are completely beyond your control, my friend, including, but this is not limited to, the past, the future, the weather, the traffic, the economy, and how many comments or likes that you get on your latest Instagram post. Like, we cannot control those things. Now, many people will spend their time rallying against issues like these, wasting precious time and energy, when if they only accepted them, they could start creating meaningful change in other areas of their life. So change what you can, surrender to what you can't. It is such a biggie. This is a big one for me. So big. All right, number four, wear solution spectacles, not problem pants. It is easy to look for problems, to make excuses why you can't change your life, to find a million reasons why you shouldn't even bother trying or launching your dream business or whatever it is. And I should know because I spent years of my life living that way. But you know what I eventually realized? Finding problems is easy. What's harder, but way more rewarding, is to find solutions, even when it feels like everything is against you. That requires guts, heart, and a spirit that won't quit. So get rid of those problem pants, like literally ditch them right now and put on your solution spectacles. Look for ways to make things better. Now, when you catch yourself thinking, well, this won't work for me, start asking, how can I make this work instead? Then watch how quickly the momentum of your life shifts and the universe acts in your favor. Okay. So number four, wear solution spectacles, not problem pants. People who are always banging on about problems, they are not fun people to be around. People who are innovative and looking for solutions, they are the people that you want to hang out, right? So wear solution spectacles, not problem pants. And number five, the universe has ears. Now, I always say that the universe and money has ears because it does. It is always listening to your thoughts and your words, and it will give you more of what you affirm. So if you are always saying how tired you are, guess what? The universe will give you more of that. If you are always saying that you have no money, or that you will never get out of debt, or that you'll never find your soulmate, then the universe is going to serve up more of that on a silver platter for you. So be intentional about how you speak and think. Choose words that paint the future that you desire, my friend, because the universe doesn't just listen, it echoes back what you send out, okay? So there you have it, the five hard-won lessons that have shifted the very ground that I walk on. Let's recap them, and I hope you wrote these down. Number one, if you don't like the life you have created, create again. Number two, polarity will always exist. Number three, change what you can, surrender to what you can't. Number four, wear solution spectacles, not problem pants. And number five, the universe has ears. So take these lessons, tuck them into your toolbox, and use them to build a life that not only lights you up, but inspires the people around you too, okay? So what is the first lesson that you are going to action? I am all ears, and I bet the universe is too. So let's go make some magic together, shall we? Babe, if you loved this episode, please subscribe to the show and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, because that means we can inspire and educate even more people together. And it also means that all of my episodes will just pop up in your feed like magic so that you don't have to go searching for a new episode. Now, come and tell me on Instagram at Melissa Ambrosini which one of these five lessons resonated most with you. I would love to hear and connect with you. And before I go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here, for wanting to be the best, the healthiest, and the happiest version of yourself, and for showing up today for you. You rock. Now, if there's someone in your life that you can think of that would really benefit from this episode, please be an angel and share it with them right now. You can take a screenshot, share it on your social media, email it to them, text it to them, do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears. And until next time, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Don't forget to head to shelaunch.com to register for my free 3-day six-figure solopreneur challenge from April 29 to May 1st. I am so excited to see you there.